Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Have you gotten your mother something? Well, let me tell you, you can order something right now from Rose Forever, and it will still be as beautiful and smell as beautiful just in time for Mother's Day. And they guarantee at least a year you will have these beautiful flowers. As you know, we've collaborated with Rose Forever for quite so many seasons. We know we just were doing it for Valentine's Day, but Mother's Day and spring. Who doesn't love beautiful flowers, flowers that will last a lot longer and are affordable? Head on over to the description for our discount code KEMPIRE40 for $40 off, plus the discount code KEMPIRE for free worldwide shipping. Head on over to the description to get your Rose Forever flowers today. They have a bunch of new stuff as well.
You're listening to KEMPIRE on the KEMPIRE Radio Network.
It's about that time again. We have to talk about the latest episode of Love and Marriage DC, their season finale and part one of their reunion. So as you know, we've been covering the season three, their season two, part two to their second season, as you know, which was filmed over a year ago at this point, including their reunion. I think at this point, they really should have just held off on the reunion and then rehash anything that may have gone on since then. Look, no word on whether or not you're going to get a new season of Love and Marriage DC season four. I haven't heard anything. I know that they're in the middle of filming season two of Detroit, and they just announced this past week that we're going to be getting, is it season seven of Love and Marriage Huntsville? But a lot of you have been saying that you've been over Love and Marriage Huntsville. This can't be good for in regards to expanding this franchise. A lot of people are just sort of like, I'm over it. It's the same thing. There's no real difference. I think a lot of people are really over reality television, at least when it comes to following people's lives. I think when it comes to competition shows, people are more into that because people are a little bit more authentic because you don't have to share your life. All you have to do is compete for whatever it may be. Even when it comes to, well, I think some people are also getting over when it comes to competition shows like Ready to Love, Bachelorette, and things like that. But I will say Netflix has sort of reignited interest in these sort of like relationship competition shows because they're taking variations like Love is Blind, The Ultimatum. Sidebar, shout out to those of you that are in Africa. I saw that there is, I think it's in South Africa, The Ultimatum South Africa. I haven't checked on our Netflix if it's available here because if it is, I'm tuned in. I'm tuned in. But regardless of that, let's get into this recap of Love and Marriage DC, their season finale, and part one of the reunion. And we'll talk a little bit about the sneak peek that we got for Love and Marriage Huntsville. As we do that, don't forget to let me know where you're watching from. Don't forget to like the video because it's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. Let's get into it.
Martell was locked up. Y'all know Martell from Love and Marriage Huntsville? But you probably know him from Real Housewives of Atlanta because nobody here watches that show. Sorry, Carlos. If y'all record this and send it to... This is kitchen table talk. I don't want to see this on the internet. This is us having a conversation and talking about people. But shout out to Carlos. I interviewed him back in the day, too, a part of Kempire Radio. Oh, you guys are getting food? Oh, the food looks good. I haven't eaten. But I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm not angry. All right.
Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like the video, be sure to share the video, be sure to subscribe, and don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, and as I choke on my throat... Let me take a sip. But before we get into Love and Marriage DC, I think this is a perfect sponsor for today's show, especially with the topics that are discussed at this reunion. Today's live show is sponsored by our friends over at BetterHelp. I have told you guys countless times, I'm going to continue to say it because I think it's important, especially within the Black community. Mental health is so important. Getting therapy when necessary is so important. So I'm glad that BetterHelp is sponsoring today's show. because I've tried it. And, you know, I don't really like to talk about anything here on the channel that I haven't tried for myself, but I have been wanting to try therapy. And I love the fact that BetterHelp made it so easy, and there's such a variety of questions that I didn't think to ask myself when looking for a therapist. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the most important thing, because I think a lot of people feel like, oh gosh, I'm paying for this, can I be able to switch my therapist at any time? Yes. And at no additional charge. At no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kempire today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kempire. More information on BetterHelp and your discount will be available in the description. So let's get into this. So I'm going to briefly just talk about what we see in the season finale of Love and Marriage DC. But before we even get into that, let's talk about Love and Marriage Huntsville, because Love and Marriage Huntsville is back and we've gotten to see their new looks. Look, I mean, this is OWN's number one show. This is what they touted as its number one show. Love and Marriage Huntsville is coming back on May 4th. I can't believe we're already about to be in May. We're about to be in Taurus season. Hey, Aries. We're about to be in Taurus season. I'm ready. So they announced that Love and Marriage Huntsville, which we already knew, we've talked about this during our DC recaps, were in the middle of filming. All right. And I think a lot of people did not expect that Martell would still be a part of the show. You think Martell's going to, in any way, he's also a producer. You think in any way that Martell was not going to be a part of this show? Should he be a part of the show, especially with the allegations against him? No. Will we see scenes between Martell and Melody? Probably, but with a lot of security. So we see the promo. Look, it's giving a lot of money. It's giving rich. It's definitely giving rich. All right. I don't know. I don't even know what the storylines are going to be. I mean, I guess I know what Martell and Melody's storyline would be because it's played out in the blogs and in court. Because he was arrested during the season. But what is Tisha and Maurice and Kimmy, what are they going to talk about this season? Well, maybe that's part of the reason why they have decided to bring on some new faces. And Destiny is back. That's y'all fault. So Destiny's making an appearance back, and this is how they announced it. We also see that there's a new couple. Some people have told me that there is a connection between Destiny and this new couple. I haven't dug into it because, to be honest with you, I don't care. We have already said that Destiny refuses to share her life. Again, another person on reality television refusing to share their life. And unless Destiny's in a better place with everyone on this cast, I'm not sure if I want to see it. Stormy and her husband, Courtney, are back as well. All right. And some of you still do not like Stormy. But I feel like Stormy, of everyone, I'm a little bit more interested to see what's going on with her. Because you remember with her mom and the aunt and things like that. And she has the business side. You know, part of the reason why people even started watching the show, they wanted to see more of the business side. Okay. So we're going to see that. And I guess we're going to see what plays out between Melody and Martell. But do you care? A lot of you say you don't care at this point in regards to what's going on between them. So if you watched the Love and Marriage DC season finale and reunion, then you saw a little bit of a sneak peek of a preview of what we can expect from the season, but not much. I'm assuming that they will be dropping the trailer. If they haven't dropped the trailer already, I have not seen it at the time of this video, but I can't say that I'm excited for the season, to be honest with you, because I'm wondering, what are we talking about besides what we have reported on in regards to Martell being arrested? And Well, I guess during the reunion, Martell was called out by Melody in regards to his fake relationship with Sheree. Let's not revisit that because we don't care. Sidebar, they still don't know whether or not Sheree is coming back to Real Housewives of Atlanta. So maybe they will renew their contract with Martell and she'll come on Love and Marriage Huntsville. Okay.
Lies! The lies!
Okay. All right. So this is the new cast. And of course, we have, you know, the usual suspects that were here part of last season as well. Nell and her husband, Chris Fletcher, will be coming back. And Destiny will be coming back. Okay. I have to say, that was one of the things that I saw in the comment section in regards to this. They're like, why is Destiny back? Look, maybe they had a conversation with Destiny. Are you willing to really share your life now? And maybe she said, yes, I will share my life, finally. I guess we will have to wait and see. If not, I'm already done with Destiny. But what I will give Destiny credit for, and this is not much because she can't help this, is the fact that she actually knows these people. She's actually been friends with Martell. So Martell needs someone to film with. So maybe he secured her position on the show, because who wants to film with him? I mean, I guess some of the other cast, I'm sure Marceau and Maurice will film with them. But other than that, I mean, and what are they talking about? Okay. Anyways, I decided to wear my BravoCon shirt because, of course, you know, Carlos is obsessed with Bravo. So I said, let me what he's trying to do with his shows. Okay. So I said, let me put my BravoCon shirt on. Sidebar, for those that may have missed it, because we talked about it during our recent after show, BravoCon for 2024 has been canceled and will be returning in 2025 in Las Vegas, for those that may have missed it. And a lot of people have asked, why did they cancel BravoCon this year? Because they're doing a lot of shifts and changes over at Bravo. There's a lot of shows that aren't even in production right now or are about to be in production. So come November, there's a lapse in content. So I'm not surprised at that. Some people are speculating it has to do with Andy Cohen and these lawsuits. I don't know if I believe that, because Andy has been under fire during last year's BravoCon with the whole reality TV reckoning. So I think it more so has to do with the lack of content currently happening. And some people also said, they said that a Real Housewives Potomac panel would have been a mess. And also, like I said to you guys before, like, this is not official. I'm assuming that there is going to be some form of a reboot over at the Real Housewives of Potomac. So I wouldn't be shocked as to why they don't want to have BravoCon, because they probably will be in the middle of making shifts and changes over at Potomac. So, and look, Family Karma's on pause. There's no Shots at Sunset. I felt bad for Summer House Martha's Vineyard because, yes, they were at last year's BravoCon, but this year, you know, more fans are getting familiar with the show. It would have been nice for them to have this moment, but sorry. Look. Anyway, I say all that to say, I'd much rather talk about everything else besides Love and Marriage CC. So we'll briefly talk about the season finale, which was episode 11. Everything aired last night, for those that may have missed it. If you have YouTube TV, because I know some of you are like, I couldn't find Love and Marriage, the reunion, Love and Marriage DC's reunion, season 3 reunion. For me, on YouTube TV, it was under extras. Y'all need to figure this out. Because I feel like you're setting these shows up for failure. Because sometimes they'll label it wrong and then it'll be in the wrong season. We saw that a lot with Love and Marriage Huntsville. For some reason, the reunion did not show up under season 3. I had to go to extras and that's where it was. Luckily for me, last night I had already watched it, but I watched it again today. Feel bad for me. I watched it again, the reunion at least. Anyway, so here's the thing with the DC season finale. So they start off back at Arena's wig, you know, launch. No, well, not her launch. It's sort of like the launch of her new product, okay? As you know, this is where Ashley and Joy were talking about the whole no sidekick comment that they had posted it on Instagram with Carmen. Carmen, it's clear what you wanted to do. You decided, I am going to choose one particular side, and it's not the side of my throuple. It was very clear. You know, people are going to call you thirsty and cloud chasing and things like that, because that's exactly what it was giving. That's exactly what it was giving, but not at this particular moment. So Carmen's there, and this is where Carmen was talking about, well, if you're calling us a throuple, you, Ashley, and Quick could be considered a throuple. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, I don't consider that a throuple, especially because these folks, Ashley, Quick, and Alicia, have known each other for like 30 years. I'm not going to consider that a throuple. I also have not seen them on social media, you know, in their bikinis on vacation together. But maybe they have because they've known each other a long time. And they're and but at the same time, they're probably there with their kids. Just saying. Anyways, so they discuss the throuple comments again. I don't care at this point. But I get why Carmen is sort of like, well, we need to clear this up because I don't need this out there, especially if I'm trying to, you know, start a new relationship. I don't need people thinking that I'm in some sort of throuple with these folks. Okay. So Carmen says that they discussed the whole conversation about throuples and she told everyone to mind their business. But we know, flashing back to the original conversation at Joy's birthday party, Carmen basically was throwing Joy under the bus. She was basically throwing her under the bus, basically saying, y'all need to clear this up. And Arena's the one to be like, oh, you've changed your tune because that's not what you said at the birthday party. All right. But Carmen at this particular function is just like, oh, I told them they need to mind their business. I also even said that you guys could be a throuple. Look, I know I say twerk on a fence. This is not someone twerking on a fence. There is a difference between twerking on this on a fence where you can see both sides of the situation. No, Carmen is lying. Okay.
Lies. The lie.
Carmen is lying. Or she's trying to bend the truth. Isn't Carmen a publicist? So maybe she was publicisting in this particular situation. But it came across like, girl, you said this on camera. We're going to see this. We're going to see that you are inconsistent with the truth. That's a nice way of saying lie.
Lies. The lie.
Just saying. Anyways, so Arena points that out in her confessional, but she doesn't see Arena. This would have been a really good moment for you to point out Carmen's inconsistency. But I guess you didn't want to get too much in the mess. You like to be messy behind the scenes. Okay. So before they go, before they end up ending this scene, Ashley's like, does anyone have any? No. It's Joy who says, has this been resolved? Does anyone have any issues? And then Ashley asks Joy, like, do you have any issues? And she's just like, I don't know. So clearly something was off for her. She felt like this wasn't resolved in regards to their conversation. At this point, I think everyone, including the audience, is tired of this conversation between the beef between Joy and Ashley, between the throuple conversation. Like, we don't care. We don't care. There's no substance to this argument. And I think a lot of people are still very much confused as to what are we arguing about? Or do we just not like each other, but we're forced to film with each other? Anyways, so in this next scene, we have Ashley and Quick, which they talk about this during the reunion in regards to Ashley feels like Quick is still. It's the same storyline that we've gotten from them, but we have to keep in mind the storyline. This is just still season two that we're watching a year later. So I know some people are like, are they talking about the same thing? Well, yeah, because they've wrapped this around like a season three, and it's really just season two. And still, we're having issues between Ashley and Quick in regards to Quick working too much and not making the time. So Ashley says that she feels like she can't even come to Quick when she's feeling upset because she's going to these events by herself. And she's like, anytime I come to you, you're like, oh, but this has to get paid or you want to do this. So she feels guilty saying, I want to see you there. They need to be in counseling, period. And basically in the scene, it seems as if Ashley's willing to book the therapy only for us to see in the reunion. She's like, he's a grown man. If he wants to come to therapy, he can book it. But I'm thinking to myself, and I agree with her, but at the same time, in that scene, it felt like you agreed, I will book it, so you will show up. I don't care who books it. If you both value your relationship, someone needs to book it. Because either you book it or you call it quits. Because clearly you guys need therapy. Clearly you guys need therapy. So we have that scene. Then we have Arena and Lil Jamie prepping for Jamie's big retirement party. All right. But this leads to a conversation between Arena and Lil Jamie. I hate calling him Lil Jamie, but I can't think of another name at this point, y'all. Why don't they just call him? Well, because he's not a junior. Well, can we just call him Junior? I feel like every recap, I'm like, oh, I don't want to call him Lil Jamie. But anyways, So Lil Jamie is like, you guys never want to hang out. You never make time for me. And Arenas was like, oh, when we ask you to hang out, you don't want to hang out. And then Lil Jamie says, you guys always make time for Jason. Well, Jason's not living with them. Jason has a disability. Jason is away. So I get it. It seems as if Lil Jamie's a little jealous of their relationship with Jason. As you know, Jason is blind and he's at that program Doors. So he's away from the family. So when I guess when he's in town, they want to make him a priority. They want to spend time with him. But Lil Jamie feels a way about it. But according to Arena, she says, well, when we invite you somewhere, you don't want to go. And then she says, you act as if you're not busy as well. I will say this, though, about Arena and Jamie, based off of social media, and social media is not a great indicator, but based off of social media, it seems like you guys are out all the time doing all kinds of stuff, which you should. You raise your kids. You don't have any babies at home. But if he's saying that he wants to spend time with you guys have to figure out what will work. Y'all need to be back in counseling. Are you guys not in counseling? Did you guys just do that one session? That was it? No, like, this is a continued, you know, conversation. Speaking of, you know, BetterHelp, like this is a continued conversation. Obviously, he feels that he wants to spend time with you guys. So make it happen. I don't feel like it should be an argument. But I think for Arena, she's like, well, when we do try to make time with you, you're not available. Or you don't want to be available or you don't want to go out. Figure it out. Especially if this is something that he wants. And he wants to spend time with his dad, he says. But he says that his dad doesn't want to be around Lil Jamie because sometimes he can be in a bad mood and he doesn't want that energy around him. I feel like Lil Jamie and Big Jamie are very much alike because I could see Big Jamie being moody as well. So maybe they're just too much alike. Again, hence why therapy would be fantastic for everyone involved. Because clearly there's a level of love here. So figure it out. You don't have to hang out with each other every single day. But maybe once a month, do something as a family together. Or one-on-one. In regards to, you know, sometimes, you know, when Jason's in town, you guys do something. And when Jason's not in town, because Jason's not always there, you spend some of that time with, you know, some one-on-one time. You know what I mean? And maybe do something that you both enjoy. Basketball, going to a movie, even though going to a movie is not really, I mean, I guess it's still spending time together, but it's not a lot talking. But sometimes that works for people. All right. So Joy and Ashley, because as you know, Ashley suggested that they go, you know, help, that she wants to help Joy figure out an outfit for the retirement party, for Jamie's retirement party. She was being shady with it. Yes, we know. But it seems as if these two, they like each other. And I told you, I don't understand that these two like each other. I don't get they like each other energy. And that's clearly, sidebar, where was this place? Have you guys ever been there? Shout out to our folks in the DMV. I felt like we were going into a house, and I felt like I was in someone's house in this place. Okay? So they're going through, they're doing, you know, they're having a good time. They're looking at different outfits. Joy's trying on different outfits. Fine. Sidebar. Joy's confessional versus Joy's fresh face in her dreads. I prefer her fresh face in her dreads than the confessional look with that blonde wig and a lot of makeup on. I was like, what are we looking at here? her fresh face, she has beautiful skin, beautiful face without makeup and things like that. I was like, not a lot of people can say that. Is her style a lot? I mean, when I say a lot, meaning that it's blah? Yes. Yes, but look, not everyone's a fashionista, okay? But I thought that this scene could have been fun. It could have been just a great scene. It goes left real quick. I want to know how you guys feel in the comment section in regards to, because I had to rewind this scene multiple times trying to see where did we go wrong. And I know some of you will be like, well, Joy saying that she likes Ashley, but she loves Clifton and Carmen more is what triggered Ashley to be really upset. I think, and we've said this before, the fact that we got to this place of Ashley and Joy being a good place, but Ashley drawing a line in the sand saying, well, we're in a good place. However, I can't with your husband. And literally, Clifton said, I don't know how Joy can make that sort of deal with Ashley in a friendship when she wants to exclude your partner, because I couldn't do that. And I think there's something that we're not seeing, our conversation that was had with Joy and Clifton, because I think a lot of us said it, if you're not good with my partner, then we can't be good. And I told you guys this too. I was like, I don't understand why Ashley's drawing the line in the sand when it comes to Clifton. Because, yes, Clifton can be messy. Clifton can be shady. But I still don't see what Clifton did for her to draw the line in the sand. Like, I can't be cool with your husband. But it seems as if Joy is sort of having a delayed response to what happened at the wig party and what happened in their previous conversation. So she's saying now, I just can't see us moving forward. I think that's basically why Ashley gets upset in this moment. She's like, I just don't see us having a path forward, which is weird to bring it up at this get together where you guys are hanging out. But I guess at the same time, well, it's also mature, because at least I'm telling you, I just don't see a path forward without you getting along with my husband. And a lot of us said that you should have said that from the jump. The minute Ashley said to you, I like you, but I can't with your husband, I think a lot of us would have been like, well, then that's great. I like you too, but that means we can't have a friendship, because my husband is my husband. All right. So it goes left really quick, and it's not just like an amicable decision, like we're not going to be friends. No, it goes below the belt. At one point, Ashley, because I can respect that Joy kept calm during this conversation. Ashley is turned up. She's just like, and I'm thinking to myself, like, ooh, this is a lot. This is a lot. And then I have to say, though, no matter how you feel about Ashley, she is interesting to watch on television, because you're like, whoa, what is happening right now? And then when she refers to Carmen as the blue-eyed devil, and then she was like, she said it looks terrible in regards to Carmen's contacts. I was like, damn, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. But I think Ashley rides hard for her friend Alicia, because that comes up again during their back and forth. I did not expect this conversation to go left this way, but I shouldn't be surprised, because every conversation between Ashley and Joy always ends up this way, except the last conversation before this one seemed like they made peace. Ashley, again, you always make it seem as if when someone says, oh, I love you, or I missed you, she's like, I know you do. Instead of in that moment saying, I missed you too. She always makes like, I know you do. She does in this conversation with Joy say, oh, well, yeah, I missed you too. She's like, I know you missed me too. So I did not expect this meeting to go the way that it did. I think Joy had a, you know, delayed response in regards to the conversation that she had with Ashley in regards to this. And she realized that she could not move forward with Ashley. She's like, I like you. I don't get why you like her. I don't get, maybe it's something that we haven't seen on the show. I don't get why you want a friendship with Ashley, or vice versa. I'm trying to understand. But maybe, again, we're watching an edited show. Maybe there's stuff that has been left out, because we haven't seen these two really bond or have a good time. Yes, we've seen them get along. We've seen them film. But we haven't seen them like, oh, my gosh, you're fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, I could understand that more so with Ashley and Arena, but... And now that friendship is completely just ruined. Anyways, so I'm going to take a sip. Because I want to move into the reunion. But we do have the retirement party. The retirement party looks great. We even have Albie Shore come through. Ashley updates the group on her conversation with Joy. Joy, if you're supposed to be coming to someone's retirement party and you're supposed to be performing at this party, first of all, why are you arriving so late? She arrived so late. They had all the beautiful speeches about Jamie's retirement party, about his retirement, his work for the city of, you know, of DC. really, really lovely. It was like really, really nice. And I don't want to gloss over how beautiful that occasion was. And the things that they talked about. And one of the things that got me a little emotional, I don't know about you guys, was when Jamie talked about coming home every night, making sure that he made it home. And he said, by the grace of God, I made it home every night. I don't know how some people are married to or date anyone in law enforcement, because that is a thought I'm sure people have. You just never know in that line of work. So it is by the grace of God that he made it home every night. I thought it was a beautiful situation, retirement party. I did not think that Joy's performance, they tout you as this performer over and over again. You're a part of this group. And I don't think that Joy is not talented. I mean, if this is her line of work, but what they've highlighted and what they have not highlighted of you is your career. And I have not seen anything. I'm sure I can Google Schmoogle and see you perform, but a lot of people aren't doing it. So this is your moment to really show off. And yes, I know it was a roast, but we did not expect. Are you a rapper? And I'm missing it. That was such a lackluster performance. And I know people were, you know, Arena was talking about how Shirella and Ashley were making faces about this performance. I think the entire audience, including the folks that were there and the folks that were watching this, were like, what is this? Because I think you could perform a roast and it still be fun and interesting and show off your talent. It didn't show me anything about your talent. You came literally, I think, to film a scene, do this for Jamie, and then you left. And then you left. You left Carmen there. You left Carmen there so she could end up switching sides. And that's exactly what Carmen did. She denies being best friends with Joy. She says that her relationship is with Clifton. And she says she also doesn't like the way that Joy moves. And she says she didn't like how she was refusing to speak with Black and Shirella. She also says she doesn't believe that Joy takes accountability. Literally, Carmen is throwing Joy under the bus. And Carmen literally says, in sidebar, I didn't mention during the back and forth between Ashley and Joy, where Ashley says, I am the head, you know, the HBIC. And then in this scene at the retirement party, it's like even your best friend says that I'm the HBIC. Goodness, I can't. People referring to themselves as the HBIC. I'm like, okay. All right. Is she? I don't know about that, because to me that just gives you all a groan. We don't need to be talking about who is the head.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.
HBIC in a group of grown adults. It's giving mean girls, it's giving high school, it's giving immature. But okay. Okay. But
hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Carmen throws her friend, her throuple partner, under the bus in this scene. And I know a lot of people are thinking, Carmen just wants to be on the show. And she realizes if she aligns herself with people like Ashley, Winter, and, you know, Arena, then this will secure her spot. But now the audience are looking at you, Carmen, like, okay, girl. Which also makes me wonder, because, you know, nowadays, especially because she was on Ready to Love, Carmen, and Joy, and Clifton. Nowadays, I honestly would never do a relationship competition reality TV show, because you just never know people's intentions. I think a lot of people are coming on these shows with the intention of being a reality TV star or launching something, you know, for something bigger. in regards to their career and not necessarily genuinely for love. And that's the vibe that I was getting from Carmen, that she wanted to launch this, to, you know, maybe she tried to do it with Ready to Love. And because that didn't work out, she was like, oh, I'm friends with Clifton and Joy, and this will be my way to get onto the show. It's very clear. It's very obvious, Carmen. Anyone else? I was like, I'm looking at Carmen with the side eye like, girl, it's giving desperate. It's giving desperate. It's giving thirsty. Speaking of thirsty, let me take a sip. Anyways, moving on. Let's move on to the reunion, because the season finale was okay. For me, again, it was another, I will give Jamie credit. His storyline about mental health, about being in the police force, for me was probably not the highlight, but an important part of season three. Okay. All right, let's talk about the reunion. I did not take notes on the reunion, but I did watch it multiple times, because the reunion basically is just them rehashing what we've watched these last two seasons. So they first start off with, I believe they started off with Jamie and Arena. Arena, girl, this whole conversation about Jamie and his drinking, I wish someone would have said, well, they're talking about your drinking. Both Quick and Ashley were talking about your drinking, but so was Arena. And I wish they would have pointed that out. I was like, yeah, we talked about your drinking. Ashley says, but I never said that you were an alcoholic. So I guess that's the conversation on social media, that Jamie might have a drinking problem. Joy and Clifton chime in. Joy, you saying, Joy says, well, when he drinks, he goes to sleep. That doesn't mean that he might not be an alcoholic. I'm not saying that he is one, but her explanation for his drinking, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Just because he's going to sleep, maybe if we were talking about him being erratic when he drinks, that's one thing. But we're talking about him being an alcoholic. What I did not love in the scene, which made me look at Arena with the side eye, Ashley is saying in this moment, I've never said that your husband is an alcoholic. And I don't believe that he's an alcoholic. Only for Arena to switch it around and make it about Ashley. It's like, oh, you drink the most. And she's like, yeah, I do drink the most. But turning it around, when Ashley's telling you that I've never said that he's an alcoholic, I'm not telling anyone that, I don't believe he's an alcoholic, only to make it seem and insinuate that you believe that Ashley has the drinking problem. It felt weird, Arena. It felt weird. I don't even think you were paying attention. I think you just wanted to have some sort of clapback. All right. So clearly there is a divide, and it's weird because at the season finale, Ashley and Arena are in a good place. So the fact that at this reunion, they're beefing, it's like, all right, I jumped into this reunion and I did not talk about the lighting. And I already mentioned this before. Here's the thing. I would give grace if this was the first season of Love and Marriage Huntsville. But at the same time, this is how many seasons later? You guys have, Carlos, you've produced how many different shows? What was up with this lighting? It made it look like public access. Like we were watching a public access channel. I was like, the lighting is, especially for black people need experts when people that have experience with lighting black people. So clearly, for a black production company and a black, cast, what were you guys thinking? I mean, we're not going to even talk about the outfits or the hair, because some of these outfits were like, whoa. But the lighting, here's the thing. Even if your outfits were gorgeous, this lighting would have made it look, even if your makeup and hair were gorgeous, this lighting would have ruined it. It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. And even the audio felt not terrible, but it felt low, because as I'm watching it, it would go from on my television, low audio to a commercial. And then the commercial would be like loud. I'm like, oh, I'm like, what is going on? Y'all have been doing production for how long? I know it's not easy, but at the same time, I'm like, no one said, let's test out or maybe they just don't care about Love and Marriage DC, and they just threw, it's like, here we go. We don't have much of a budget. Here we go. But I think even with not much of a budget, you could still light yourself well. Look. I mean, with a camera phone alone, you could do a lot. Just saying. I know I wasn't the only one because I mentioned this on Twitter and a lot of you are like, I thought the same thing. What is going on with this lighting right now? Terrible. I'm not going to even talk about Jamie in Marina's outfits. Okay, because normally they really bring it, but I'm not loving these outfits at all. Okay, anyways. So there's a back and forth between Ashley, Arena, and Quick. Quick is frustrated. He's like, I'm not, he even has to, you know, shut Ashley down. He's like, I'm not going to talk over anyone. He's like, you know what they do in confessionals, which is breaking the fourth wall. And you can see what these reality TV producers are trying to do. He says, you see what they do in commercials. You say, like, I don't believe he's an alcoholic. And they keep asking, they keep asking, they keep, till they get the answer that they want. Which is horrendous. But he basically says, we never said that you were an alcoholic, period. I'm not doing this whole back and forth situation. All right. So Arena and Jamie talk about, you know, the things with little Jamie and, you know, retirement. And I feel like we talked about this. And if this was like not in the same week, I would rehash everything. But we just talked about this in the season finale. So I'm sort of like, okay, we don't have to dig too much into the reunion because we're literally talking about what just happened like an hour before. Okay. And I know right now you don't want to hear the same thing. Here's the thing. I do believe that the Tylers brought us something important this season. But I also, and I've said this before in season one, because a lot of you, we have some DMV sources, have said some things and revealed some information in regards to the Tylers. And I've said this before, and even if I didn't know what I know, these allegations, I wondered to myself, why are you guys doing reality television if you're not going to be honest with your real story? And I think that's the problem with the Tylers. I think people can't connect with them because I don't think they're being 100% honest. I don't even think they're being 50% honest, to be honest. I think there's a lot more when it comes to the Tylers. They also talk about the cheating allegations. And when Carlos asked Arena and Jamie, you know, if you found out there was cheating, you know, what would you do? Would that be a deal breaker? And Arena says, well, it would depend on how, you know, when it happened. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because maybe because there have been allegations on both sides that there was cheating. And I know what you're thinking. Well, yeah, it was like just DMs and things. Not according to my DMV sources. There was some real cheating, allegedly, in this relationship. And it's not who you think it was. I'm just saying, you know, normally you think it's the man. Allegedly, it was Arena. So I go back and watch that scene if you want to. You don't have to, because I know you're thinking like, I don't want to go back and watch that. I thought their responses to the cheating conversation throughout the season is very questionable. It's very questionable. Jamie admits to inappropriate conversations, but he said that was it. So does Arena. Okay. If that's the story that you guys want to tell, fine. But I definitely think that there's more. Even if I didn't know what I've heard in those DMV streets, and when I say DMV streets, yeah, with Juan Dixon, not literally Juan Dixon, no, not Arena and Juan, but the DMV streets have been talking in regards to their relationship, but they haven't been 100% honest. They haven't been 100% authentic. I think they want to present themselves in a particular way, like they're willing to share their children's struggles, but they're not willing to share their marriage struggles. And this is what the show is about. It's about your marriage. And I don't believe that you can't share both in regards to what's going on with your kids, because that's a part of marriage, or merge, as they say in the DMV. I always love the accents. Merge. But there's still an element of dishonesty when it comes to what the Tylers are sharing with the audience. They're not 100% authentic. And that's what I can appreciate about Ashley. No matter if you like her or not, I feel like she is authentic. 100%, I would say at least 90% authentic. Okay, at least 90% authentic with what she shares from her family, her relationship with the group. Doesn't mean that she's 100% right either, but I feel like she is sometimes probably to a fault that she's honest with, you know, who she is. All right. All right. Ashley and Quick talk about their relationship, and this is where we find out. I mean, they also talked about the whole, you know, what Quick said in regards to Lil Jamie. All right. I said this before when we talked about this. I don't believe that Quick meant anything ill about Lil Jamie. I do genuinely believe that Quick and Ashley loved Lil Jamie. So I didn't take it. And I think sometimes we have to do that in life, is to know people's real intentions. Do you really think? Because I feel like Arena and Jamie have said worse about Lil Jamie. But again, that's their kid. They can do that. But at the same time, I didn't feel as if it was coming from a terrible place. But like they said, if Quick had just said, you know what, I misspoke, I shouldn't have used those words, it probably could have put the situation, you know, deaded the situation very early on. All right. So we get Ashley and Quick talking about their relationship and him being busy. And Carlos brings up the fact of, well, you know, I remember what my mother went through. And, you know, if this was, you know, if you were to, you know, die today, would you be 100% happy with, you know, your relationship and where your relationship was going? And she was like, no. And she says that, you know, he's an adult. If he wants to go to therapy, he can book it himself. I agree. However, it seems like in that scene that you agreed to book therapy for both of you. And Ashley says that she's in therapy. And I know some of you are thinking, really? Look, therapy is, you know, ongoing. Therapy is ongoing. But it does seem as if they need to prioritize their marriage and go to therapy together. I don't understand. I'm hoping by now, because remember this was filmed like a year ago, I'm hoping by now that they've gone into couples counseling. Okay. I get it, Quick. I get it. But what's the point of working hard and building a career and having all the things? And he has all the things. I like what Carl said. It's like, well, you need to prioritize time for your wife. And I've said this before. I hope you guys enjoy the content you're getting now, because the minute I am in a relationship or a marriage, I'm going to always prioritize my family and my marriage and my partner over work. That's why it's important for me to build what I'm building now, so that when that does happen, I'm going to. And look, I believe you can do both, but there will be times like me working on a Sunday. No, Sunday, we're going to go have Sunday fun day. And that might be just in bed. but that's my nature. And I think some people have to work a little bit harder in regards to doing that. And Quick seems to be that person. Yes, it's great that you're giving your family the lifestyle that they've always wanted, all the things that they want. However, if you're not there, remember, he had health issues. What's the point of not enjoying the fruits of your labor with the people that you love? I thought we learned that already, Quick. And again, this was like about a year ago, so I don't know where they are today in regards to that. But you have to find a balance at this point. The universe has sent you symptoms and signs that you need to slow down and prioritize certain things. Pay attention to those signs and symptoms. Pay attention to them. But I get it. As someone that is I wouldn't say I'm a workaholic. I guess I am. Look, I guess I am. But I get it. He's trying to build certain things. And this is probably from his family trauma and things like that. Ashley talks about that during the reunion. That's not going to change anything. If anything, they much rather spend time with you as opposed to, you know, you working all the time. Literally, his daughter Ashton was sort of like, you haven't come to all of my dance things. And I get it. You're not going to probably be able to make it to everything, but start showing up a little bit more for everyone in your family, including your wife. But first, your wife, because that's one thing that I did learn from Oprah back in the day when she had a counselor on or a therapist on her show. a lot of people prioritize their children over their marriage when you should be doing the opposite. You should be prioritizing your marriage, which in turn will help your children. I don't think people still to this day realize the importance of that. All right. So, of course, Winter's just sitting there. Look, Winter's sitting there by herself, but Yusha's at this reunion. All right, but they're not together. And, of course, Winter is very happy to be a full-time cast member. I didn't even realize that Winter wasn't a full-time cast member because she's there. She's always been there. She's been there since the beginning. But I just didn't realize that she wasn't a full-time cast member until this particular season. But she's already said that she's not coming back. Do you believe her? I mean, do you want to see her come back? You'll let me know in the comments section. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Love and Marriage DC. We only have one more episode, I hope. This better not be a three-part reunion. We have a second part coming up next week. And, of course, in a couple of weeks, Love and Marriage Huntsville will be returning as well. I can't say that I'm excited about that either, but it's okay. If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. Speaking of supporting the channel, don't forget today's live show is sponsored by our friends over at BetterHelp. More information on how you can get a discount over your first month of therapy will be available in the description. All right. Also, don't forget, I am going on tour. Well, I'm on tour, literally. May 30th, we will be in Boston. July 11th, we will be in Nashville. July 12th, we will be in Atlanta. And if you live in Seattle, or if you live in Portland or Vancouver, come to our Seattle show on August 30th. And I know a lot of you, when are you coming to the city that, look, we're waiting on these people to confirm. Okay, stay tuned. When I know, you will know. When the link is available, you will know as soon as possible. So we are definitely working on it. But if you live near Boston, if you live near Atlanta, if you live near Nashville, we're not coming to Memphis. Sorry, Memphis, but y'all told me not to come there. Look, y'all told me it wasn't safe. So come to the Nashville show. If you haven't gotten your tickets already, it's important, guys, to buy your tickets. If you have every intention to come, buy your tickets now. These are important for promoters as well, for those that want to understand touring and business and things like that. We talked a little bit about this when we were talking about Escape and the SWV reality show. It's important for those, if you are planning to come, if you know other people want to come, help us promote the show. Let people know. Get your tickets today for the Kempire After Dark live tour. More information on all of those cities will be available in the description. All right. So I'm just going to summarize some of the things that stood out to me at this Love and Marriage DC reunion, because it leads into a battle between the Silvas versus the Petties. Because the conversation about Ashley revealing the whole marriage situation, Clifton's explanation was that they just wanted to have something for themselves. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. But we've talked about this. I don't believe that they just wanted to have something for themselves. I think they clearly wanted to. And I think Carmen said this on Ashley's YouTube channel, that they wanted to have some sort of marriage, like wedding special, and because Ready to Love said that they were interested possibly in doing something because, you know, they were together. So maybe they did not want this information out. Ashley said that she felt really bad about it. She said that she apologized multiple times. And she said, if I really wanted to throw you guys under the bus, I would have went to Brent, I guess a producer, and told him that, oh, these two are already married. Okay. All right, but I really don't care. At this point, I don't care, but I get it. It's a reunion. They got to rehash this stuff. But the issues between the Silvas and the Petties, I'm ready for it to be over. But I will agree with Clifton, because Quick, you were talking big talk. Remember when they went on that group trip and Clifton tried to shake his hand? He was like, oh, we'll talk. They never talked. Then he was talking all this jazz in the confessionals and things like that. And there was never a conversation between Quick and Clifton. And of course, Clifton's like, well, you were talking all this talk. Like, I'm here right now. What's up? What's up? And Carlos tries to jump up and not have any of this happen between Quick and Clifton. And then that's how this part one of the reunion ends. People are yelling, you know, from backstage. Y'all are too grown to be getting physical. Look, y'all are too grown to be getting physical. Not that you should be getting physical at a younger age, but do you guys believe Quick was going to do anything? Do you think Clifton was going to do anything? Regardless, I don't want to see anyone do anything. Talk. Look, talk it out. I don't think it's that big of a deal on either side. I can understand, again, why the Petties were upset about Ashley revealing this information, because I think it ruined a work situation for them, a bag for them. Think about it. A wedding special, even though I don't know if that was really going to happen, a wedding special, they were going to get paid extra for that. And you ruined that for them. Do you think that was intentional? I think so. Why did Ashley do that? I don't know. I feel like there's a lot missing in regards to the issues between the Petties and the Silvas, or specifically Joy and Ashley. And I think that's why the audience is like, first of all, we don't care anymore. Secondly, I don't get why you guys don't see it for each other at this point. I don't get it. I don't really care. I'm not that invested in either one of you in order to get it or to care. If you guys had to rate the season finale of The Love and Marriage, DC, how would you rate it? I thought it was good. For me, what saved it was the Tyler's, it's Albie Shore, but the Tyler's retirement party, you know, Jamie Tyler's retirement party and the message behind that. I thought the season finale was decent. I would give the season finale maybe like a 7.5, 8. The reunion, the lighting alone, I'm taking off like 3 points. So you're starting with a 7. The reunion, because it's like a rehashing of the same thing, I didn't feel like it gave me anything new. Also, reunions usually, even like when we talk about 90 Day Fiancé or even Potomac, although this reunion has not been great, but usually the reunions, it's sort of like, okay, I can deal with the reunion because it's a little bit more interesting. It's a little bit more up to date. This reunion is over a year old. And they've been talking all kinds of stuff on social media between this cast. So it feels sort of like I'm watching a rerun of a show from 1980s, at this, especially with that lighting. Especially with this lighting. And I feel like I am watching something from Public Access on PBS. I don't know. But you guys will let me know in the live chat. Shout out to our channel members. Shout out to our King's Guards, as always. And, of course, shout out to our subscribers. And for those of you that are watching in the bushes and have not subscribed, it's okay. Keep watching. We appreciate you being here for our Love and Marriage DC recap. Be sure to like the video if you haven't already. And be sure to subscribe to the Kempire Podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify while you're there. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. 5-star rating. I will be live on Femtaro's YouTube channel, I believe at 2 p.m. Eastern, to talk about Jennifer Lopez and the downfall of J-Lo. The downfall of J-Lo. So we'll be talking about that. I watched her documentary last night. So I'm going to talk about that. She's going to pull the tarot card. So we're going to be doing that later today on her YouTube channel. And don't forget, you can listen to special collabs like that and special episodes on the Kempire Podcast as well. Thank you all for being here. I will see you guys later. Don't forget to like the video. Everyone have a great rest of your Sunday. Bye, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.